Show Me the Way, Episode 1, How to Lead Your Business to a Successful Exit, sponsored by Spencer Fain, LLP. In this episode, I will share and offer assistance, hope, and direction to business owners who have the goal of growing their business so they can achieve the best possible exit for themselves and their company. Welcome to Show Me the Way, a podcast presented by Spencer Fain, LLP, about business succession planning, the merger and acquisition experience, and successful exits. I'm your host, Dave Sider. So there are a series of questions you may be wondering about, and as a way to kick off the podcast, I want to share my answers with you, because some of these questions, quite candidly, have been put to me by my guests. The first one is, why am I doing the podcast? I would invite you to check out my book on Amazon, Quiet Plans, Exciting Results. It is my story, and actually not my story, but the stories of many people that I've had the privilege of interacting with, helping them with their businesses and grow and be successful, defend off the wars that exist every day that business owners have to deal with the hope that they can grow a successful business for themselves, for their families, for their employees and customers, and at some point reap the benefits, shall we say, the monetization of that company or their company to achieve the ultimate results that a lifetime of work can bring to them. From the book, I was able to receive feedback from people, frankly surprising to me on how it impacted them in their lives. Recently, I had one of the referrals sources that I rely upon meet with one of his customers who said he had my book proudly displayed on his desk as a guide to helping him through this process. Those type of encouraging comments have led me to ask the question, what else can I do to help a business owner in the United States? And so with that in mind, I decided the next step, the evolution from the book, would be to begin the process of doing a podcast with those individuals who have been so instrumental in teaching me or allowing me to assist them in the operational side of their business, growing it towards the ultimate exit. A little bit about me and the role I've played. I am not a conventional attorney according to the personality tests that I've undertaken and the expectations that my own firm have for me. I've been practicing law for over 40 years and representing clients in various industries, most notably construction, manufacturing, and financial services, as well as distribution. And I have found over that period of time that the connection that I have enjoyed and I believe has been most beneficial for my clients is to deal with them as a human being who just happens to have a law degree. I don't know if that makes sense to everyone, but I do think that the law is still something that it is a privilege for me to be able to practice. But it is a benefit to the clients if I can take that knowledge and bring it to them in everyday terms that have become valuable to them in running their businesses. That is something that I was taught a long time ago by very different groupings of people, both inside and outside the law, and that is my mandate as I continue to go forward in the practice of law. So knowing that and knowing a little bit about the background and the way that I look at helping clients, you might be asking, what can you expect from the show? Well, you're going to hear firsthand accounts of the successes generated by various business owners. And frankly, you're also going to learn about some of the failures. If you're like me, I think success is wonderful. We all want it, but success is a sedative. Most people, I find, learn from failure. So we're going to talk a little bit about the setbacks various people have had, and more importantly, the struggles, what I call the deal fatigue, and getting from the beginning of the operation of their business through that ultimate exit. Their stories will absolutely have you thinking about your business and succession planning in a whole new way. Many of these experiences outline how you can use acquisitions or mergers as a way to achieve exponential growth and the ultimate exit. Episodes, more often than not, will be posted on a bi-weekly basis. So you might ask, who are some of the guests who are upcoming and what are their stories that they will share? Well, you'll hear from Todd Riley at Creative Blow Mold, how he went from being an employee to owning businesses and then buying businesses. You're going to hear from Joe Sewer of Wilbert Funeral Services, the former CEO of the company, and how he went from a very simple laid out program on his kitchen table to an exit with a company now that is national in scope and being part of an acquisition program that is put in place by a very well-known entrepreneur in the United States. So I'm going to let Joe speak to you about that. Matt Slauson is another individual with Paradise Asphalt. Very interesting story. He went from a scenario where he was helping his owner sell the business to, in turn, abandoning that approach and actually buying the business from his employer. And then finally, you'll hear from Jeff Crooks on some of the ins and outs that are involved in buying or selling a business from the point of view of a business intermediary. Jeff Crooks works with Apex Business Advisors. How can you share feedback and interact with me? You'll have the opportunity to listen to these podcasts, and I'd ask you to reach out to me, whether you have this information, or shall I say, whether you listen to the podcasts on Apple or Spotify or any of the other devices and internet sites that you might listen to, and to contact me at www.davesider.com or at Spencer Fain, where I can be reached at dsider@spencerfain, SpencerFane.com. I want to thank you in advance for joining me, and I want you to know that if you're in search of assistance with buying, selling, operating, growing your business, please go to davesider.com or dsiderspencerfane.com and schedule a free consultation. In the meantime, make sure to subscribe to the show, rate it, and leave me a comment on your favorite podcast platform, such as Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And thank you. And I want you to know that this podcast is provided for educational purposes. It does not constitute legal advice, and it is not intended to establish an attorney-client relationship. The recommendations contained in the podcast are not necessarily appropriate for every individual or business. In determining the best course of action, business owners should consult with an attorney on their distinct circumstances.